Dynamite. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recorded by Bronwyn Brennan, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. Aesop's Fables, Volume 9. Fable 13. The Lion, Jupiter, and the Elephant. The lion for his size and strength, and sharp teeth and claws is his power in one thing. His heart bears a sign of a cockcrow and runs away whenever he hears it. He complains bitterly to Jupiter for making him like that, but Jupiter said that it wasn't his fault. He had done the best he could for him, and considering that this is his only heaven, he ought to be well content. The lion, however, wouldn't be comforted, and was so ashamed of his timidity that he thought he might die. In this state of mind, he met the elephant and had a talk with him. He noticed that the great beast cocked up his ears all the time, as if he were listening for something, and he asked him why he did so. Just then a gnat came running by, and the elephant said, "Do you see that wretched little buzzing insect? I'm terribly afraid of it getting to my ear. If it once gets in, I'm dead and done for." The lion spirits rose at once when he heard this, "For," he said to himself, "if the elephant, which as he is afraid of the gnat, I needn't be so much ashamed of being afraid of the cock, who is 10,000 times bigger than a gnat." The end of the lion.